during this unusual crisis, we might think that things are far from normal. But that was the exact point of Lent. Don't be normal. Be unusual. Be different. Why would you want to be the same? There was one man who was talking with his wife on their 40th anniversary, and he said to her, "I love you as much as the day we were married." And she hit him. "Why don't you love me more? What have you been doing for 40 years? It's a question we could ask ourselves. Why have you gotten used to normal? Why haven't you changed? Metanya, pokayanya, repentance is all about changing. There was one person once who went up to a comedian and he asked her, says, "Can you go to dinner with me?" She says, "Of course." He goes, "Oh, I forgot I can. I changed my mind." And she said to him, "Does it work better now?" Changing your mind. Being better than normal. Forgetting about what you get used to. That's what Lent was all about. And today, on the glorious Pascha in Ukrainian, we read about St. John Chrysostom, and he said, if you fasted all Lent, this is your time to be happy. And if you didn't even fast one day, this is your time to be happy. What are you waiting for to change your life? Do you want a candygram from God? He wrote it to you. It's called the Bible. Do you want some hints? Look at your friends when you do something crazy. Look in the mirror and say, what is stopping me from having a new normal? A new life is what Christ promised us, but he didn't say he would live it for us. We know that those of us who are blessed with children, you can teach them, educate them, and speak all your life, but you can never live their life for them. You can't do it for your husband, your wife, your parents, your friends. It is such a temptation to want to control everyone else but yourself. So today is a day to be bold. It's not a day to look at all your failures. When you review all the bad things you do, sometimes that is an excuse. It's an excuse because it's a courageous thing to say, I want to become someone new and someone better. People say they wear the masks. We do so much for one another, and a beautiful thing. But why do we do it? Because it's for someone else. Why not apply the same principle? Repentance is not just for you. It's for someone else. Those who aren't married, start preparing to become the best husband and wife, mother, father, now. Those of you who want to have a better world, make your world better by becoming better. Be courageous. In the light of Christ's resurrection, it gives perspective to our life. Imagine in this final meditation, what Mary went through when her son died. I know my son is good, but everyone crucified him, even the people that he cured. I know that my son loved to teach, but his apostles, after 3 years of teaching, abandoned him. I know that my God is my hope and my Savior, but even the people that he cured and fed with bread and fish, they look at me and I can hear their whispers at the cross. What a hopeless and bad man Jesus must have been to be crucified between two thieves, and his mother is probably worse than him. But today, Easter lights is God's answer. The only one we have to be very, very concerned about is God, because he sees us who we are when no one else sees us. But God has another vision for us, the person we should be. So in the words of St. John Chrysostom, forget about what happened. This is a great and happy day. Fill your life with joy. Fill your life with possibility. A person who always looks back can't see what's ahead of them. And in the old Irish saying, there is no future in the past. Give up the bad things. Be free of them. And have a wonderful Easter today. Christos Voskres.